This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant signed a fetal pain abortion ban Monday, restricting abortion to the first 15 weeks. Fetal pain is registered in some studies as early as 8 weeks. Glaring holes in a new study are being ignored by media outlets. Funded by large abortion-friendly foundations, abortion opponents say the study is a whitewash that claims abortion to be so safe there are no dangers except to having future children. Opponents say studies of tonsillectomies warn of more danger. Abortion advocates in Ireland believe that a 12-year-old taken to Britain for an abortion is cause to embrace abortion in Ireland. Life advocates counter that abortion is used by predators to hide their crimes. Making abortion easily available won't help 12-year-olds. This is Life News Radio. Isn't life an awesome gift? Married couples have the power, the right, the calling to co-create an eternal life with God that will last forever. God has also designed us so that we can plan, can order our families effectively, naturally, and without the artificial means of chemicals or barriers. Register for classes in NFP, Natural Family Planning, near you, online at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252. Last week, a Utah abortionist telling of difficulties in performing abortions admitted to a gruesome technique used to make abortion more agreeable to her and her staff. People like abortion advocate Cecile Richards liked her tweet, but now it's gone. The technique will remain unspoken here, but for anyone who has doubts about the gruesome nature of abortion, Dr. Torres' story is at lifenews.com. And for pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up there at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.